Speaking of portals of the 1950s, I wonder what that would be like, man. Portals of the 1950s. Excuse me, I've come to fix the radio. This guy loves it for some reason. He's like, you would just come out of a time machine or something? Like, oh my god, 1850s portals would be like, yeah, somebody said something about a lame horse.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gingrich, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I literally opened YouTube and it was on recommended for me, and I was like, oh my god, I love Brad.
I do too. I mean, he's one of those ones, we've had that conversation before. I mean, he was great. I mean, I miss the fucker. I mean, he was an asshole, but I miss him.
Yeah. And, I mean, just personal aside, like, he's just fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's almost like old school funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really just funny. And so, literally, like, I opened my YouTube, and that was number three video for recommended, and I went, well, look what's going on. It's a Greyhound has now popped up as my number eight recommended video. It's only 2 minutes long. We're going to get a commercial, though, because I didn't get one last time.
Yeah, probably. Damn commercials.
Let's see. Or a big one. Oh, no.
I got a DUI, man. You know how humbling it is to have a DUI? It's like, and you've got, when the whole country doesn't let you drive, and you got to take a Greyhound bus to get to your gigs. Yeah, I've been humbled lately. Have you been on Greyhound, anybody? You know what? Rent a donkey. You'll get there quicker. That's a piece of shit. Where's that ad on TV? Like, Greyhound. You want to travel across the country. 272,863 gas stations in 39 days for only $123. That's right. We're going to take you from Albany, New York to Albany, Oregon to Albany, Kansas to Albany, Georgia to Springfield, Mass. Back to Springfield, Oregon. Then to Springfield, Illinois. To Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Star of David Tour. To Glasgow, Montana. To Sacramento, California. To Tuk-Tuk-Tuk-Tuk, Alaska, that's not even on the map. And then to your destination, I don't even know where I am, to Clayton, North Carolina, 9 months later. Our toilets are big enough for a rhino to fall through. If you're sitting on the throne and the bus driver hits a bump, you're getting baptized. Greyhound, come travel the crystal meth sardine can Titanic on wheels. Leave the driving to us. Sit beside people you've seen on Unsolved Mysteries. Lock up gangland and cops. We haven't cleaned the restroom since the drummer of Def Leppard had two arms. Greyhound, we'll get you there, because you just got punked. That's the Canadian Army. Just two guys on a horse.
Well, it's one of those things. I've seen the bits in live, in person, so many times too, but you're still like, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, my favorite is actually the follow-up on that bit where he talks about it being a fucking reality TV show, and he's like, let's put Robert De Niro on the bus. Let's put fucking Cheech and Chong on the bus. Let's put, like, yeah, it fucking cracks me up.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking cracks me up, man.
It's always fun. That's one thing I think I love, like, that keeps me, like, where I'm frustrated with comedy. I'm like, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore. But then I see stuff like that, or I see a comedian like Norton last night, who just reminds me of like, okay, that's what it looks like to have fun with this and to not give a shit anymore.
Yeah. Was Norton on last night?
Yeah, he was. He, because he's been there a few times, so he decided he just, for like the first 25 minutes or so, he winged it. It was shit that like, he's like, yeah, I haven't even written this shit down. We're just gonna have some fun. And he actually, I mean, he was killing it. And then he did his normal stuff and did some, you know, went into normal, his normal bits. But I mean, the crowd loved him. They had a blast. So it was good. And Jay was really good at opening. He went probably 15 or so. I did just over, I was about 26 or 27. So, but it was a lot of fun.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
I just saw this and I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh.
This is new to me.
In memory.
Blacksburg, Virginia. Go. Brad break. Look at that. You know.
Hey, buddy. It's me, Brad Break. Hey, here's my phone number. My phone is finally working. All right, buddy. I'll see you soon. Yeah, this whole epidemic flu thing, I wanted to get your opinion on it because I hear it's pretty serious. I'm wearing a full condom suit right now because I'm not going to get anything from whatever it is.
I think I was in that hotel.
For the call. Yeah. Hey, bro, did you hear that the coronavirus, did you hear what they're doing? Okay, they're doing it in Seattle. We have to wear a jock strap. Yeah, and a full face mask. I got a hockey mask on right now. And a jock strap. Anyway, shit, who did I call? It's my buddy Roy. All right, give me a call. There's no virus in making calls. Hey, buddy, just me. Just calling to check in on you, see if you're okay. Give me a shout. Yeah, nothing's open, you know. We're canceled everything, even the grocery stores. This is ridiculous. Scroll, I got something to tell you. Man, Monday night, rehabilitation. Beef Supreme is returning. Yeah, you know what? I think is behind this. Because he loves to cancel shit. Hey, man, just call me back. Listen, the whole world is canceled. Like, literally. I mean, like, every single thing you can think of has been fucking canceled. March Madness, the NBA, NHL, what else? WrestleMania. God, everything. I feel like the world's fucking gonna end. This is crazy. Give me a call, man.
Oh, this is awesome. Are you recording this, Roy?
I'm pretty sure I did that club, too.
Probably.
That was Giggles.
Now, was it?
Yeah, or Jiggles.
Jiggles, Giggles, whatever. It's Laughs now, isn't it? I haven't been there since it changed to Laughs.
Yeah, I think it's Laughs now. But
I refuse to go to Laughs.
Angela Dennison messaged me not too long ago, asked me if I'd come do Laughs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you haven't done comedy in forever.
Since December?
Well, that was December, but I mean, besides that, when I, like, you should come out and do it again. You should. You should do it more.
I've asked you since October to book me at Firehouse. So now I've booked 2 hours of my own.
Where? Right on.
I think I'm doing, I'll find out, not next week, the following week for sure, but I think I'm opening for a band at Muckleshoot.
Awesome.
In March, and then he's getting me booked at Lost Dutchman.
Nice. Hey, you've got an open invitation anytime you want to come to the shows. Every time I've talked to you about it, you always tell me you don't want to do shows anymore.
Oh, you're wrong. Because like I said, I've been asking for the Firehouse since October.
You're in. When do you want to do it?
You're not the booker there anymore, are you?
Oh, that's the me and Narn had a talk last night, and Narn has decided that he has too much on his plate, so he doesn't want to take over yet. So I'm actually having a talk with Mike Hansen to probably take over when I leave. So I'm still the booker for a couple more months. So April, well, what, next month is booked, but the month after that isn't.
You know, let me see what April is. I don't know. I don't know dates. Well, that would be, is it the first Thursday or the second?
The second.
I will not be in town.
You're telling me.
April is, that's spring break week. And
well, unless you want to do, I mean, it's, unless you want to open next month, I can drop the open, I can open later.
No.
I haven't made posters yet. If you want to open for Narn and Todd.
No, no. Be
better
I don't
at it than I would. They just saw me in December, so.
I don't like hosting.
Well, whatever.
It's too much work. It really is.
It is. That's why, you know.
I mean, we've said it all along, right? Hosting's one of the, like, toughest jobs.
Yeah.
Right? Because feature, you have a little more time, but they're not there to see you, right?
Yeah.
So if you mess up, they're typically not there to see you, blah, 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 blah. I know bar shows and stuff are a little bit different because typically they're not there to see anybody specific. They're there to see comedy.
Yeah.
But, you know, just typically the mindset, they got some time. So if they mess up in the beginning, they got a few more minutes to clean up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The headliner, typically that's who people are there to see. Plus, you got a lot of time. Like, you can fuck up a few times and still bring it all back home.
Yeah.
You know. You have time. You're not worried about a light. You have time to fucking go off on the crowd and not, you know, feel like you're in a hurry to get back to your set because you don't want to forget shit and you want to make sure you get it all in. But then you got the host where you have zero chance to fuck up because if you fuck up in the beginning, you just fuck the whole show.
Yeah.
You know, you have zero chance not to be funny because if you put the crowd in a bad mood thinking that you aren't funny, they're going to think everybody following you is not funny. And yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, that's a tough, I've always hated hosting. I've fucking always have hated hosting. It's just a tough gig.
Well, then we need to book it right now. So let's see, we've got April, you're out. So May 7th, well, or May, it's not the 7th, but the second Thursday.
It would be May 11th.
May 11th.
And offhand, I would say I'm in.
All right. So do you want to be the feature or the to close it?
Well, I just wrote a new hour, so that's what I did Monday night. I wrote a new hour when okay. Will called me.
Well, if you want to close it, you have it. You can close it. I'll get a feature and a host to go with you.
I'll do it.
Right on. You're in. You got it.
Let's see if I can't bring people to get kicked out of that show.
Right on. I honestly, as long as they're not complete dipshits, they won't get kicked out of that show. So. Bye. The one thing that's really amazing and I love the Firehouse for is they back us up on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even like if somebody comes in and like we've had twice now where people have come in to play pool and before like they even like had the cases and their pool sticks pulled out, the waitresses are like, nope.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, they take care of us. But we take care of them too. I mean, they love us. They're great to work for. I love it. So I love the Firehouse.
Yeah. Yeah. You've always talked good about it.
Yeah. So I know I want you to do comedy. I always got the impression from you that you didn't want to. So, I mean,
you got the impression when none of us were doing shows that I didn't want to do comedy.
Yeah.
And you asked me every week.
Yeah.
Until I said yes. Not yet. That's what happened. I was like, nope, I'm retired. Nope, I'm retired. Nope, I'm retired. All right, let's go talk to that guy at Imbibe.
So, well, now we can, you know.
Oh, man.
May 11th. We got you May 11th, and I'll figure out the feature in the host.
There you go.
So.
Off of comedy, I mean, it's going to be a fucking comedy. But I keep seeing all the new trailers for it. Tell me you're not fucking excited.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
For fucking Cocaine Bear.
It's like I've told, the second I saw this, I'm like, I have found my spirit animal. This is my fucking spirit animal, the Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things, someone sent me the first picture, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks great. You know, that'd be funny as hell if they made that. And then all of a sudden I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, fuck, they actually made this.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought when I first heard about it, too, I thought it was just a spoof.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those, like, college humor things or whatever, and yeah, no.
Yeah, no, it... And even if it was, because even Tosh looked like... She watched me watch the trailer the other night, and she's like... I'm like, babe, I got to see this. She's like, it's that stupid dinosaur movie you like, but with a bear. And I'm like, and a budget. Like, and I'm like, what was wrong with Velocipastor? Fucking nothing.
Nothing. It was amazing.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm super, super fucking excited for it.
Oh, I'm excited. I want to see this. Like, Amber saw, like, she's had pretty much the same reaction as Tosh. Like, really?
Yeah.
Medic!
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
I'm fucking in.
Beth, we should go.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry. Check it out. Something got into it.
A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
Isn't he dead?
No, don't eat that. Really? Don't eat that.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on us.
The bear, it fucking did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was far.
Hey, that's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Oh, shit. It kind of seems like the thing that stays with a man forever.
Apex predator. High on cocaine. Out of his mind. Oh, man, you fucked.
What the fuck is wrong with that bear?
Shoot it, Beth!
Beth, speed up!
Get higher, baby, and don't ever come down!
We have such good luck in nature.
It looks fucking amazing. And I love that they play the white lines...
Oh, if you only see one movie this February, it's going to be Ant-Man and Quantumania. But if you see fucking two.
Oh, I mean, I'll be honest. I am more pumped about that than I am about Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's one of my favorite. But that's fucking the true story of Cocaine Bear in 1 minute. Is that a movie true story or is that something based off true story?
Oh, yeah, it's based off, I mean, I don't know about the whole, like, it rampaging around and killing people, but there was a story about, like, they...
But it's what and who fell out of one that caught the attention of Fred Myers in September 1985.
I'm telling you, he was dead.
In Myers' backyard, Kentucky drug smuggler Andrew Thornton fell victim to a parachute problem. What caught the cops' attention was what he had with him.
It was a duffel bag packed with 34 kilos of uncut cocaine, simply marked USA.
Worth nearly $40 million in today's dollars.
Thornton was carrying survival gear. He was also wearing a bulletproof vest, carrying two guns and extra ammunition.
The smuggler's plane, running on autopilot, crashed in North Carolina's Nantahala National Forest. And in the North Georgia Mountains...
A black bear
popped up dead from an overdose on cocaine that was dropped by Thornton.
The 175-pound animal, now dubbed Pablo Escobar, sits stuffed and on display in Lexington, Kentucky. It's a story seemingly ripped from a Hollywood movie, now destined to become one. Over South Knoxville, the planes play in the sky, but it's what and who fell out of one that caught the attention of Fred Myers in September 1980.
So they said... They said the fucking bear died of an overdose. That they found the bear dead from a cocaine overdose.
Wow.
Did we just get a spoiler alert for the movie?
Probably.
Like, what's funny is right before I saw that, the true story of Cocaine Bear, I was like, could you imagine if D.B. Cooper would have had money or cocaine instead of money? That could have been a real life story.
Yeah, and that's basically what that happens.
Oh.
It is. It's D.B. Cooper, but yeah. So yeah, Ray Liotta did die.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, right?
No, it was this. It was this year. It was, or last year, I guess.
2022?
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Okay.
So that must have been one of his final,
final
movies or something. Or maybe, I don't know. Because it's not listed in... What?
It's not listed in his...
It is. It is. He was one of his final movies.
Okay, I was like, wait a second. How is that not listed?
Yeah, so he was in The Blackbird. I think it might be his final movie. So, Ray Liotta went out with fucking Cocaine Bear.
That's fucking too much. I love it.
That is.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I want to fucking see that movie. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I had to get off that page. Too many videos playing that it was fucking up my shit. No, that looks fucking, I'm in.
No, so am I.
I am fucking in. I mean, how do you go, oh, you know what? That looks like a good movie to take the kids to.
It does.
Because they're off all that week. They are on midwinter break or some bullshit.
Yeah, and see, that's going to be a week. I looked at my schedule for work, and that's going to be a fucking hell of a week. So I'm going to need a relaxing day at the end. So to go watch Cocaine Bear.
Relaxing day. I love it. I love it. That's got to be played in that Studio X.
Oh. That would be cool.
I need Cocaine Bear surrounding me.
That would be amazing. Yeah, no, that week I was looking at my schedule for work. I'm in Fife. Then the next Monday's Fife. Tuesday is Ellensburg. Wednesday I'm in Bellingham. And then Thursday I'm back in Seattle. And then Friday I'm back in Bellingham. So I'm going to spend like fucking 20 hours that week just driving the fucking car. I'm like, who did I fucking piss off to give me that schedule?
Oh,
holy shit.
Let's see here. It will be at Regal, or at Auburn Landing, I meant. It'll be at the Landing in Renton. Nice. Issaquah. Issaquah is where I saw every theater standard. It's only in standard.
Oh.
Well, son of a bitch. Maybe not. Hold on. Let me look. I was looking at Thursday. Nope. Everything's fucking Jesus. Jesus, crime in Italy. All right. I guess I got to.
I mean, hopefully it's good, because I mean, that's what I'll be honest. It's like one of those things. I have the unlimited, but there hasn't been shit that I want to go see in the last couple weeks, in the last like couple months.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I was looking at this. "Quote unquote list of, so now playing, we have 80.
You want to see The Whale?
We have 80 for Brady. Knock at the Cabin actually looks pretty good. With
it's okay, but I don't know. Isn't that M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah,
I fucking hate him.
The Amazing Maurice, is that what this is? Yep. Cartoon. BTS is in theaters. Infinity Pool, Avatar, Fear, Megan, Puss in Boots. I do want to see A Man Called Otto.
That looks interesting. That does look interesting. That and Whale both look interesting.
A Man Called Otto kind of seems like the Tom Hanks version of Gran Torino.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know there's not going to be any violence because it's Tom Hanks, right? Unlike Clint Eastwood fucking killing motherfuckers. But he's just a crotchety old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Whale. You're right. Yeah. And then if you go to Coming Soon, in 8 days, you have the Titanic 25th anniversary. You going to be in on that?
No. I almost got kicked out the first time that movie came out because I couldn't stop laughing.
I'm really hoping I'm the only person our age in America that's never seen it. Like, that's something I take pride in.
I was forced to because it was when I was still dating Lisa, and Tim and his girlfriend and Lisa all decided that they wanted to go to it. And then I got in trouble because for whatever reason, I found the movie fucking hilarious, especially when it was sinking and people were bouncing off shit as they fell off the shipwreck. And one of the ushers had to come tell me to quiet down because I was laughing too hard.
Yeah. Kate Winslet's boobs didn't even attract a 19-year-old me. Like,
no.
We got Magic Mike's Last Dance.
I never saw the first one, so.
Or the second one.
Oh, there was a second one?
Yeah. There was Magic Mike and then Magic Mike XXL.
Nope, never saw any of them.
And then we got Marlo, which I'm not sure I've even seen a trailer for, but that looks like Liam Neeson.
No idea.
Ant-Man.
I've heard of that one.
Jesus Revolution.
Jesus Revolution.
Let's see here. In 1970, young Greg is searching for all the right things in all the wrong places until he meets Lonnie, a charismatic hippie street preacher. Together with Pastor Chuck Smith, they open the doors of Smith's languishing church to an unexpected revival of radical and newfound love, leading to what Time magazine dubbed a Jesus Revolution. I hear Pastor Chuck and I think Father Chuck from Black Diamond.
He was amazing. Yeah, that's like the only person I cared about going to, because Father Chuck made it funny.
Yeah. Like, and
his little bells and fucking, yeah, you could hear him coming. Ding, ding, ding.
I hear hippie, and is this about?
It's about Chuck. Yeah. Maybe it is.
If it is, I'd fucking go see it.
I'd go see it if it's about him, but.
If it is, Father Chuck is played by Kelsey Grammer. What is this?
Like, Joseph Smith, Mormonism. I mean, it sounds like any cult that got started.
However, it's not rated. Cocaine Bear.
Well, of course.
Emily. Happy Feet 2 comes out tomorrow.
Why?
Freedom's Path. Sword Art Line, the movie. The blind man who did not want to see the Titanic. Fuck yeah. Oh, that's poetic justice. Coming out on the 25th anniversary of Titanic is a movie called The Blind Man Who Did Not Want to See Titanic.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
That is fucking rad. Oh my God, that is fucking rad.
That is.
And I don't want to watch anything. I just want to assume what I believe it to be. Oh, in 13 days, we do have Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, I do want to see that. I missed the mean one. The mean one came out right after Christmas, and I missed it. But I'm hoping it comes out on video soon so I can find it.
Oh. So I mentioned D.B. Cooper. That was one of the documentaries when I was like, oh, a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, I watched a bunch of documentaries. I watched the new Netflix documentary on D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
I would really like, and I don't even care anymore, like, necessarily, you know, trying to find the credit. Like, I really just want the truth now. Like, statute of limitations should have passed. We should all be good. Who care? Like, there's a part of me that really just wants to congratulate the man.
Yeah, for getting away with it.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but you see all these quote-unquote criminal masterminds that are always trying to fuck with the cops and, you know, thinking that they're not just above the law, but smarter than the law and everything else. And they're caught within weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had some that got away with it a little longer, Gary Ridgway for one, you know. But he was on the radar for 20 years. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't.
If it would have been now, there's no way Gary Ridgway would have been. Yeah, they would have got him on DNA like yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is just, and I think not only that, but this is also, right, when you think of Ridgway, you're like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck how smart the guy is. You can't praise somebody who murdered at minimum 49 women.
Yeah.
Right? This is a guy, there was no violent victims, right? Nothing, no violent crap. This is a guy that everybody on the plane he hijacked lived, like, you know, the whole nine. It's just that kind of cool, almost Italian job type deal.
Yeah.
You know, well planned out and thought out and, you know, I'm stealing money and, what are your thoughts? Was he still alive? Did he get to enjoy the money?
Because we did, for the, you know, Rabbit Hole podcast, we did do an episode on DB Cooper and I did a lot of research, went down it. I honestly think he just plowed straight into the side of the mountain. I think he hit so hard he's buried 6 feet down and they might find him like the next, like his roads. But then at the same time, there was those bills that were found that doesn't make sense
and
on how they would have appeared.
The reason I don't believe that is there's still people to this day combing the area. Right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to figure. I mean, if you see the area, they're not even sure if you really watched like the documentary and like do some of the research on exactly where he jumped.
Yeah.
So I mean, it could be. It's pretty much somewhere between like, what is it between here and Nevada? They think because they felt, you know, what would have felt like him jumping off the back of it. So they felt a bump. So they think it was at this, you know, in this certain area, but it could be anywhere. Could be anywhere in there. And I mean, it could be somewhere, like I said, in the middle of the mountain. And I mean, if he hit just right in the middle of the mountain, I mean, he would have just boop gone into the dirt totally. And, you know, it would have been what it's been 40 years now or whatever. I mean, by the time anybody came across it, you know, it may have just looked like a, you know, an animal dug a hole. I mean, it's possible, or like I said, maybe, you know, but then, like I said, they found some of the bills, which makes it a questionable, you know, did some of the money get like fall out and some people found it and then it washed up on the water, but where it washed up doesn't make sense. There's a bunch of weird inconsistencies. So, I mean, it is, who knows?
Yeah. I just wish that was one of them. Like, you know, you'd get that if he's dead today, right? Let's say he survived everything. He lived his lavish life with his money he stole, and all of a sudden a tape comes out and he's sitting there just clear as day. Like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm the fucks you guys called DB Cooper, and this is how it all went down. Like, that's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want. But this documentary thought they found DB Cooper. And
yeah, it was that cranky old guy, right?
Yeah. Like out on the boats. Out of the docks or whatever. Okay, so you've either seen that documentary or it's part of
it. Yeah, I watched the documentary. It was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it. Like, thought it was pretty good. I watched another one over the weekend, The Most Hated Man on the Internet.
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's Hunter Moore is his name. And he started the... Basically, he's who made revenge porn famous.
Okay.
What was the name of his site? Fuck, I can't even remember what the name of his site. God damn it. But, I mean, and why he got busted was he fucked with the wrong... He fucked with the wrong mom.
Oh, yeah. Mom's a good chick.
Is really... how he ended up going down, But what the fuck was this site called? God damn
it. Yeah, you mess with the wrong mom, they will tear you up.
And what's funny is the mom that busted him was a fucking, for lack of a better term, a star fucker. This lady was a New York Times selling best author or whatever. Yeah. That in the 60s and 70s or something like that, she used to find her way onto red carpets and to meet stars as a nobody, as a nothing. Like, find her way how to sneak in and bypass the security or, you know, pretend she was somebody of importance. And she was married to a lawyer. And so that all helped. But, yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. Because what he ended up doing was a guy hacked him. Like, hacked his email or whatever it was. And he ended up hiring that guy to just hack emails and shit like that all over until he found girls' pictures, or guys' pictures for that matter. And then he would find out, he'd pull up their social media and post all their information with the pictures online.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not nice, but...
Wow. It's like somebody, yeah, that would be... Whatever.
What the fuck was the damn site called? You can tell me times I ever visited it.
Okay.
Is Anyone Up? That's what it was called. Is Anyone Up? And when you're watching this, it's almost Trump-like in the fact that this guy had that cult following, like, couldn't do no wrong, didn't matter. And every time he'd get popped or, you know, be in the news negatively, like, his cult following would come and death threat whoever was accusing him and, you know, just all this over, like, over nothing, right? Over a fucking nobody.
Yeah.
Just like, and not even Trump specifically, but just like the president is, right? The president should be there to do a job. He's a fucking nobody. So for you to death threat a guy who's going to be gone in 4 years, like... makes no fucking sense, but...
No, it doesn't.
You know, but anyways, yeah, I thought it was one of those true crime ones. Very interesting. Sick at the same time. Guy still shows no remorse to this day. He's planning on starting another site, but he won't say what it's about yet. He got out of prison. Like, he only spent like 2 years in prison or something.
Yeah, it feels like it should have been more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried doing it like without prison. A guy who runs an anti-bully website somehow got involved and ended up, like, as shit was crumbling on the guy, ended up buying his website from him and turned it into an anti-bullying website. So when you typed in isanybodyup.com, hoping you were going to see naked strangers all over the place, you ended up in this anti-bullying website. And then the second he sold it, he went on TV and interviews and just totally trashed this dude. And this is a guy who was supposedly bullied for years and years and years as a kid and didn't put up with it and blah, 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 blah. And he was part of tearing him down, too.
Wow.
So,
people suck.
Yeah, but it's I've always loved reading and digging into the mindset, like what makes them tick like that, like why, you know,
what makes them think that this is okay, what makes them think that's what you should do, and it's just like, I don't know.
Like, I get the crime of passion for the quote unquote revenge porn. Not saying I'd ever do it, but. When you're heartbroken, right, it's that emotional, you do weird shit. You know, we've all done that 3 a.m. phone call in the you know, whether we're fucking prank calling or calling crying, take me back, I've changed, as you're fucking wasted. And, you know, we've all done things like that, but, yeah, you know, you do stupid, weird, crazy shit when you're, what do they call it, crime of passion, right?
Yeah. Crime of passion.
So if you're, you know, you caught your girlfriend cheating and you're super angry and you got all these pictures, like, I can see, oh, well, let's hurt her back, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I can see it. I mean,
when you're hacking somebody's emails and taking perfectly good stranger, or, you know.
Which, I mean, it might be one of those things. I mean, who knows whose website you found, you, or, you know, who knows who you hacked? It might be one of those things that maybe it was just a husband and wife that, you know, were having some fun and sending pictures back and forth. And now all of a sudden, because of that, oh, hey, look.
Well,
you know.
The girl that took him down, and we got to believe women, right?
Yeah.
But her story was she was feeling sexy by herself in her bedroom, took pictures in the mirror, didn't have enough storage space on her phone, so she sent them to her own email, and then her email got hacked. They were never sent out to a boyfriend or, you know, nothing like that. They were just sitting in her personal email.
Which, I don't know. That one to me is just kind of like a, well, then why'd you have them? I mean, I don't know.
I guess I've never felt sexy, so that urge of...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess. I mean,
that would be me. I've never felt sexy enough to want to take pictures of myself and send them to myself. I mean, nobody else wants to see them. Why would I want to? But I mean,
I think it's got to be a woman thing.
It might be. And I mean, it just might be one of those things. I mean, and maybe that's what made her feel good. I mean, there's who knows why she did it. But at the same time,
I mean, I take pictures of my junk every once in a while just so I can make sure it's still there.
Yeah. I mean, but if I was to like send pictures back and forth to Amber, I mean, not that she wants to see that either, but I mean, that would be our thing. And then if all of a sudden someone hacked it and took those pictures and started posting them all over, I mean, I'm sure they would get, and some people pay them to take it offline, not me, because I don't give a fuck, but other people pay them just to freaking, like, you know, take it offline. And then, you know, then all these people, the therapist would love it because now they got all this new therapy people that they have to come to because people saw my junk. I mean, it's, I don't know, be good for the therapy.
And poof, just like that, Brandon cancels porn.
Yep.
There might be naked images of Brandon online. That's it. No more sites for me. I'm done.
I'm out.
I know.
No, let's see this.
I know the only one that won't be posted on is Christian Mingle. Here I come.
Well, it might be the most likely it's posted on.
Eh.
There's a comedian out there. I can't remember his. Oh, there's this, the guy's funny as hell, and he has a joke where he talks about that. Like, he's a gay guy, and he's like, "Yeah, the best place to find men is on Christian Mingle."
That I don't doubt.
Like, eh.
I was thinking more of your anti-religious views than.
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't like religion.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they wouldn't. Gay people are okay on Christian Mingle.
Oh yeah.
Satanist, nah. Atheist,
yeah,
nah. Satanist. Yeah. That's where they draw the line.
I mean, I don't know why.
What you're...
I mean, the only people who believe in Satan more than a Satanist is Christians.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
Because most Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. It's weird.
That's weird. I love it. That's weird.
It is.
Yeah.
It's weird, but most Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. That's like, because I've read a bunch of the books, and that's like the whole thing is it's like it's an anti-religion religion. So they really don't believe in Satan. They just believe in fucking with Christians.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I get it. I fully get it.
I get it. That's awesome. So Comic-Con's coming up, and to be honest, I haven't even thought about going. I just keep seeing the ads and shit. And today, they announced a new guest at Comic-Con. And I looked at Tosh and I was like, well, it's a good thing I don't even want to go to Comic-Con this year because I definitely don't want to go now. And she's like, why? Fucking Lori Petty.
Oh, I know you hate Lori Petty, too.
Fucking God.
But why? Okay, I got to ask, though. Why? Because she was Tank Girl fucking 50 years ago? What has she done besides that?
Tank Girl's the only watchable movie she's the star in.
I'm trying to think of what. I mean, she was in the Army Now. There was a couple other. I mean, she was in Point Break.
In the Army Now is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I hate her in Point Break.
She was the worst part of that movie. That movie would have been so much better if she wasn't in it.
But I hate her in A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
She's a sniveling, Tank Girl's probably
the
whiny.
Only movie that she wasn't in. I mean, I like Tank Girl because I actually, like, that's the only movie I thought she was good in, but I'm just trying to think of why would she be, because of Tank Girl, that's it, the only reason I could think they'd want her at Comic-Con.
She's the start of, like, why I hate Aaron Rodgers. Like, they just have faces and the way they carry themselves that I want to murder.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking do. Like, Aaron Rodgers has the most punchable face on the face of the planet. Lori Petty, with that pout, that fucking fake crying bullshit, just fucking fuckery fuck. Just thinking about her, I'm getting angry.
Yeah, I can see it.
I don't know why. She just... You know, you have some women that do positive things for you, right? Where you can't stand up in sweatpants. Nope, complete opposite. Like, I could stand up and just box her.
Yeah, she doesn't do a whole lot for me either. There's not... Yeah.
I mean, personality-wise, everything. Like, I just... You know... And I guess say personality.
You know me, I'm a personality person too. If you can be the hottest woman in the room, and if your personality sucks, I'm out.
But the way the personality comes off her across screen in interviews, all that shit, like, I can't fucking do it.
I can see that.
I'm a bad person. I'm sorry. She's just
you have taste.
One of those people I can't give a chance to. What the fuck is this?
What is what?
Do you see that? Am I still sharing my screen?
Yeah, I see it, but what? Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's a Batman 2 poster, guys.
What is it? One of those?
Oh, fan art. Now, I did hear that they have a release date for Batman 2. Yeah, October 3rd of 2025.
Okay, it says it's fan art. The poster is fan art, but there is supposed to be a Batman 2, the Joker Folie à Deux, which I have heard. I have heard that in other places, but...
Yeah, that comes out next year in October. Yeah.
But it's not that Joker. It's a different Joker.
I would imagine it's going to be the one that's in jail...
At the end of the movie.
At the end of the movie, yeah. So, who knows?
That would be my thought.
I can't remember. Did I talk about it last week, watching Bullet Train?
No.
Have you seen that yet? Train? Have you seen Bullet Train yet?
Is that the one with Brad?
Yeah.
Yes, and I will be honest. I enjoyed it, and it's one of those things. It's Brad Pitt has become, like, my new favorite. And I think I said that after, like, another movie that he was just in. He's become, because the roles that he's taking, he just takes these roles that it's like, I just want to have fun and fuck around and do it. And it's just, I love Brad Pitt. And
you
his,
really got, like, that feeling after Burn After Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Burn After Reading or the Stare at Goats movie?
One of those. Yeah. But yeah.
Where he's in, like, that jogger suit. And yeah, you kind of got that feeling, like, you know what? Just doing projects I want to do. I don't give a fuck, you know, what they're supposed to be or...
Have you seen the romance novel one that he's in with Sandra Bullock? Where it's freaking... He's only in it for, like, a short part, but it's like...
Is he in Lost City or whatever it's called?
Yes, he is.
Because we did watch that. Me and Tosh watched it.
He's the
Because that's the guy Channing, that, right?
Yeah, Channing Tatum, but he's... Brad Pitt is the one that, like, you know, the long-haired guy that comes in and actually saves her and...
Yeah, okay.
And he was in that movie, and that's, like, when I saw that one, I'm like, yep, he's like crossed over to that part where he's like, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, I'm gonna have fun roles, I'm not taking any of this serious.
Yeah, but Bullet Train was fucking awesome.
Oh yeah,
just fucking awesome.
No, it was great. I mean, it had so many twists, so many turns, so much.
The twins were fucking awesome. The twins cracked me up.
Oh, yeah. The twins were hilarious. The fact that the guy, the, did you notice who like he'd taken over for, who played him? Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yeah.
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 Which, I mean, he was only in the movie as like a quick cameo of like, oh, yeah, this is who it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy he subbed for because the guy couldn't make it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the very end. I've always loved Aaron Taylor Johnson, and this just made me love him more. He was one of the twins.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he was Kick-Ass. He was Quicksilver in the Marvel movies.
Yep.
Or the Marvel movie, whatever. You know, he wasn't there very long. He got killed at the end of Age of Ultron. But, Aaron Taylor Johnson's fantastic. And, fuck, as a God, he was awesome as a twin.
Oh, yeah.
Just
those two were great. And then they're like, you don't look like twins, but...
Yeah, that movie was awesome.
Well, it was one of those movies because, and I think what I love about it is it had no real point.
Well,
I mean, it did, but it didn't. But I mean, but there was nothing, there was no political bullshit in it. There was nothing. It was just a fun movie.
Well, yeah, it was an action movie that took place on the fucking train.
Yeah, and it was just fun, and there was random weird shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, in and out of the train and at the stops, and they're all trying to get this briefcase and had the whole idea of what's in the briefcase.
It was basically Rat Race with good violence in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did they ever even tell us what was in the briefcase?
Oh, my. I'm not.
See, sure. I don't think they did. I think it was like Pulp Fiction where the whole time there's a briefcase, but you never know what's in it.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was.
It was good fun. It's good.
And how he just has bad luck.
Yeah, I've been spending my Saturday, Sunday morning scouring for things that I've wanted to watch, but, you know, kids and life and everything else happen, and I don't get to watch. And so
yeah.
that was one of them I turned on. I was like, I'm watching it. I mean, same thing with like why I watched G.I. Joe a couple weeks ago. And
that's kind of when I'm home, but I've gotten, like I said, I get on kicks on different, like, old TV shows that I want to watch. And like I said, I've been watching Mrs. Brown's Boys quite a bit. And
we did pick up The New Night Court.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It is. I mean, it's one of those things, like I said, I think what I like about it is that she's not trying to be Harry.
Yeah, she's kind of even more learning who her father is. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's definitely interesting. I mean, it's one of those ones. I'm going to give it a chance, you know, and then I've been catching up on Quantum Leap, which, you know, taking some interesting turns. But
I'm a few episodes behind on that. I gotta pick that back up.
Yeah.
Because I have enjoyed that so far, too. But
yeah.
I think I've missed the last four episodes or something.
Yeah. I found that the one thing is I think they're Hollywood's learning in a way of thinking, okay, we don't need to recreate the shows, but we need to, like, extend them.
Yeah,
because I think that's where they made a mistake on a bunch of them, where they've tried to like recreate it exactly as it was. It's like, yes, you had a system that worked, but now if you try recreating it, it's not going to work. You're going to have to like extend it like they've done with Quantum Leap. It's an extension of the old show, and Night Court's an extension of the old one.
Yeah,
they didn't try to recreate the characters. Well, I mean, except for Dan, but it's Dan. So
they didn't recreate him. He's just back.
They just brought him back.
Yeah, so. It'd be no different than the Connors.
Nah.
You know, you have the same characters, but they've aged like the show did, and, mm-hmm. you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really liking Night Court. We did finish that 70s show. I'll be honest, I missed most of the last episode with my eyes closed, but as it was getting late into the night and I fell asleep, so I got to go back and watch the last one.
Yeah, that 90s show is pretty good. What did you think about the whole the Vista Cruiser?
Yeah. Yeah.
How he brings it back.
Saw it coming, like you said.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden when he's like, I know, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's the Vista Cruiser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, saw that one coming. No, it's pretty funny. And like I think we kind of touched on it last week, is you definitely tell now, in retrospect, how important Kitty and Redwood are the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you don't think about it until you're watching this and you're like, this show wouldn't work without them.
How much they held it together. Because I don't know if I could see Eric and Donna being now the parents.
No.
Where maybe you got a quick cameo from Kitty and Red coming for Christmas. Like, it wouldn't make sense. Somehow yeah. this makes sense. Like
it does.
Send the granddaughter to grandma and grandpa's for the summer, and it kind of makes sense. It is a little weird how quick she became the cool house with a bunch of kids she'd never met.
Yeah.
And the only one who would possibly even have stories of the cool house is Kelso's kid. Because nobody else is related to any of the characters, you know, from the past. Yeah. So they wouldn't necessarily have mom and dad telling them, oh, my God, we used to hang out at Foreman's place. And
well, I think what it might be is it's just the fact that, like, I don't think any of the other ones had, like, a basement like that that was just there for them to hang out in. And I think that's what it comes down to because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I think we all, I mean, at least I did, had that one friend that just, it was, if it hadn't been for, like, really, like, the basement or whatever, or the one room that they had that we could go play in and do whatever, none of us would have hung out with them.
Well, thanks, because I think I was that guy in high school.
It might have been. I don't know. But when I was younger, it was like, for us up in the Heights, it was a guy named Russ. I mean, and actually, he was a nice guy. He was a good guy. We would have hung out with him anyway. But, I mean, a lot of it was that his parents had, like, you know, in their house, there was a basement that was ours, and we could go do whatever we want. They left us alone, and it was the one place where we had that, you know, place
yeah.
to do it at. So, and I think that's what it was for them, is that was the place.
I like how you tried saving it with he's a nice guy. After I was I think I was that guy. And you're like, oh, yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah. But it was one of those, I think we hung out so much because he had that basement spot. Hmm. That's why we're always at his house.
Yeah. Probably playing Bond. There you go.
Probably.
I did play the new Bond on Xbox, and it started off swimmingly as I beat Bella and Toby in the first round of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I am way past my prime as Bella wrapped off like 14 straight wins, and it wasn't even fucking close.
Nice.
And then I felt like I was a kid again as I threw the paddle and pouted and said, I'm not playing your cheating. Yeah.
That's how you know you made it as an adult, when you hit that point with your kids and you're like, you're fucking cheating, I quit.
I was getting pissed. There was one round we did. Five straight times I respawned in front of Bella with, of course, you have no weapon when you respawn. You got to go find it.
Yeah.
No weapon. Boom. Dead. I was fucking furious.
Here's the problem. Is Bella's your child?
Well, maybe.
And I can see her there the whole time. There was none of like, oh, sorry, Dad. Nope. It was probably like, ha, fucker.
It was the biggest fucking cackle. And if there's one thing I love about that girl is she has the most purest fucking laugh. There's no, you know, like, going back to comedy, right? Sometimes you get a pity laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you might not be doing well, but maybe you found something funny, and they'll kind of just give you that pity chuckle so you don't, you know, almost that, yeah, we know you're trying, but yeah, type deal. Not Bella. You don't get that from Bella. You either get unadulterated pure fucking laugh, or you get fucking stone faced. Like, and fuck. How I couldn't kill her with tears in her eyes of laughter, I don't know. But, yeah, it fucking sucked. And then
I can totally see her just, yeah. I knew it wasn't going to be like a quiet, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure I was just, yeah, laughing her ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, it fucking sucked. My ego's hurt. Everything. I'm done.
Oh. You got to play again and tell Tosh to record it for me so that I can live vicariously through that.
I'm going to go play some levels just on my own. I'm used to the joystick being in the middle on the old 69 or 60,
69. The joystick is in the middle on the old 69.
Oh,
if you're doing it right, the joystick's in the middle of her mouth in the old 69.
Oh, fuck me. On the 64, and, you know, now you got the right and left analog, so the controls are a little different, right? On the 64, you had the Z button behind, and that's what rotated your weapons. Now they're one of the trigger. I don't know which one even now, but... So I got to get used to the controls a little bit. Either that or just bring her out to the shed and play the 64 so I can feel good about myself again.
See, I'm afraid to get it and play against Benton because it's like, yeah, we'll play some of the shooter games and he'll sit there and like, I'll do something. I'm like, oh my God, look how good. And he's like, oh yeah, whatever, Dad.
Yeah.
And then he'll show me like something he did. And I'm like, yeah, fuck off. So.
Yeah. And Bella does that. She plays those like Halos and Call of Duties and shit like that. And
yeah.
You know. So, fuck them. All right. Well, let's see. You had comedy last night.
I did, and it was such a blast. Narn was great. Jay was great, too. And the feature was me.
I like how you have zero confidence in yourself.
Oh, I have. You've known this for years. Like, if anybody is like the worst, my worst critic, it's me. Like, anytime I do a set, I'm like, this was fucked. I did this wrong. I did that wrong. And like, I could go up there and fucking have the best set of my life, and I will find at least two things wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, that's how you keep growing.
The way
man.
My brain is.
So, that show was good. That was Cole Street. Next week, you have Firehouse.
I do, and it's, I just had this in my brain, too. J.R. Berard and Rachel F.J., but I don't remember who's hosting it. Who do I have hosting that bad thing? Do you remember? I don't.
Mm-mm.
I should probably know these things, right?
You should.
See, this is why I shouldn't be doing this anymore, because I don't fucking remember. I don't do my job, like, at all. See, I don't remember. Where'd it go? There it is. Oh, who? Hey, I found it. Maybe. It's hosted by Chris Moss. So it should be fun. Yeah. But it'll be a fun one. I mean, it's the Firehouse. I mean, we're finally getting that, you know, and that's one thing that kind of, you know, I'm getting ready to hand it over to somebody, but I'm finally getting the crowd taught. Because that was the hard part, because we're almost at a year, and it's been one of those things that, like, you know how it is when you first start somewhere? You have the guerrilla comedy. We're almost past that. We're to a point where pretty much we don't have the guerrilla comedy anymore. The audience is listening. We figured out the room. We figured out the sound issues. So, I mean, it's becoming a good room. It's shaping up.
Nice. Nice. All right. So that's next Thursday, Firehouse Ording, 7 o'clock. Still a free show. There you go.
That one's still a free show.
All right. Well, what's next weekend? Next weekend, I guess we'll be back on Wednesday. Next weekend or next week is the 8th.
Yeah. So we should be back on Wednesday.
There you go.
Unless you got something on Wednesday, I don't.
No, I don't believe I do. Softball hasn't started until next Saturday is tryouts. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday after that. What was I fucking. Oh, and then. I guess coming up, I got like two Thursdays that are going to be the Sea Dragons.
Nice.
We got season tickets to the Sea Dragons this year.
Wanted to, but we didn't think we were going to be here, so.
Your arms
but
crossed.
But I do have tickets to one of the March games. Don has season tickets, so he gave me his tickets because he won't be able to make it to one of them. So he gave me tickets to one of the March games. I think it's against Houston, too, so he thought that was funny.
Oh, the 11th.
Sure. I think because it's
it's a Sunday. Yeah, Tosh isn't super happy we bought season tickets now. It didn't bother her, and then because we bought them before the schedule came out. And I didn't realize there was going to be Thursday games for the XFL. I figured Saturday, Sunday. And of the five games, there's two Thursdays. One of those Thursdays is her birthday, the 16th of March. Yeah. And then one of the Sundays is fucking Easter. So who knows? I might not be attending all of them either.
Yeah, it'll be fun though. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, when we went, you know, when they had the season before, it was a blast. I mean, the couple games they had before the season got canceled, I had a blast. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Opening week or opening day, I think, is the 17th. So of February.
I'm going to have to bug Amber because I would like to go to opening day again because I went to the first opening day. I'd like to go to it again. But
I think Saturday they're doing what they're calling pick your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't have tickets or whatever yet, it's a free thing. You can go meet players and staff and all that stuff. And then they'll have marked all the open seats for the games. And
I did see that and I want to, but I'm going to be in Canada.
Well,
like literally on Saturday.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, I'm going to Canada because I'm getting a new bicycle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bicycle.
Bicycle. Exactly. So I want to ride my bicycle. Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. So with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.